With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
As we chug towards NFL division round weekend, we've got four games. All have a lot of intrigue. We have teacher versus pupil. We have two of the absolute stars, two of the game changers, according to Cam Newton, and he's right, going up against each other for the seventh time, and it ain't like they've been in the league for 15 years. Seventh time in their careers that Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes will play. And to help us sort through it all, the star herself, Bridget Condon, NFL Network, who's going to be at that teacher versus pupil match, I believe, in San Francisco. And Bridget Condon joins us on the Adam Gold Show. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Thanks so much for making the time. I'm so pumped to talk about these games.
Well, first of all, you always bring tons of energy, but man, you're the person carving out time for us. So if I could roll out a red carpet for you, Ms. Condon, wow. I would. I would absolutely do that.
I'll send you your paycheck in the mail for
picking
me up like this.
Thank you very much. All right. Since you are headed to San Francisco, for all I know, you're already on the ground. I guess it's San Jose. Why do I feel like San Francisco is kind of running into a buzzsaw?
I think because of what the Packers did to the Cowboys. Absolutely. This is a game where, you know, somebody asked me yesterday, what have your thoughts been on the NFC playoffs so far? And I said, well, they've been exactly what I thought they would be, absolute chaos. And I have no idea. Like, none of us, I don't know how people pick games, because it just feels like none of us have been right the past couple of weeks.
Right.
I don't think anybody anticipated Jordan Love going in and knocking off Mike McCarthy and Dak Prescott. And that's why we need to talk about him going up against the 49ers team. Look, the Cowboys are not the 49ers. The 49ers are not the Cowboys. The way that the Packers went in there and kind of swarmed Dak Prescott and took them away from their game, they never really responded. I don't think that happens to the 49ers. I think the 49ers are a much more physical, disciplined team, where, you know, that Baltimore game I was at Christmas Day, where Brock Purdy threw four interceptions, they still had chances late in the game to come back, right? Like, that just shows how mature they are, how strong they are mentally. Whereas if something happens where the Packers jump out to an early lead, I do think the 49ers will be able to, you know, figure things out and make in-game adjustments. But Jordan Love has the best touchdown interception ratio of anyone in the NFL since the midway point of the season.
Yep.
I think he's thrown 20 touchdowns, one interception. I mean, it's crazy. So, yeah, you can't look at this game and say this is absolutely with certain a 49ers win.
Yeah, I think the week off, not to mention the week off, but the fact that none of their players, their best players, played in the Week 18 game. Same for Baltimore, and they're going to have the same problem, or the same headaches, if you will, dealing with the Houston Texans. But I want to just drill down a little bit more on San Francisco Green Bay. To me, the big difference between these two teams is that Green Bay's defense, while good, is not great. And San Francisco, it has one of the best defenses in the entire league. Their offense, which I guess people sometimes forget about, which I don't know why you would, according to DVOA, they're like referring to them as one of the top 10 offenses since they have been tracking these things.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. You know, the defense for the Packers, Joe Barry, it's been up and down. I will say, over this four-game win streak, they've been more consistent. Now, if Jaire Alexander doesn't play, which he's listed as questionable, didn't practice this week, that's a big difference. Also, one of their front rushers is out, tore his ACL. Lucas Van Ness, their rookie, has been playing better. You know, he's going to have a bigger role. How does he fit into the equation on defense? They need to be able to stop the run, and that's so tricky against the 49ers offense that uses so much play action. You can run the ball with Christian. You can run it with Debo. You can throw it to Debo. You know, you have George Kittle. You have Brandon Ayuk. There's so many weapons to play with. Like, Kyle Shanahan is going to have his fun drawing up so many plays. But, you know, the thing that's interesting is, yes, this 49ers defense is so dominant, but the defense doesn't have to do all that much because the offense typically puts up so many points. So I think the one area where Packers should be looking at is try to score one, two, three times early and get a couple stops, because the 49ers don't have a ton of experience playing from behind. And if they're having to play from behind, that's going to shrink their playbook, and it's going to force them to, you know, not be as comfortable as they typically are, because usually they're beating these teams handily.
Yeah, the more we see Christian McCaffrey, the less Green Bay has a chance to win. To me, this is all about number 23.
How fun is that, if I can just interrupt, seeing him? I know that we covered him when he was at the Panthers, and he was always just such a great guy. And, like, to see him have success, you know, it stinks for Panthers fans, but how awesome is that? I wonder, like, what the pulse is if people are rooting for him.
I think so. I think so. It is another black eye on the Panthers. But I thought it was a mercy trade as much as anything else. Like, this guy deserves better than we are right now. All right, so to Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes, we should have a Roman numeral on this. It is the seventh meeting between these two. People will be surprised. It is actually 3-3, and Allen has won three of the last four, including the win in Kansas City earlier this year. Or is it fair to say that this is a different Josh Allen over the last, you know, month and a half?
Yeah, I would say, you know, just the team around him too is playing better. I think their offenses look a lot better down the stretch after, you know, making some changes, coaches, personnel-wise. This is interesting, though, because it's one of the only game in the playoffs, or the only game that Patrick Mahomes has had to travel, right?
Like, ever.
That's crazy. This guy's been how many times in the playoffs? And he's traveling for the first time, of course, you know, for the Super Bowl, but that's a neutral site. How's he going to handle that environment? You know, weather doesn't really matter. It's cold in Buffalo. It's cold in Kansas City. So it's not like the Bills have that advantage. It's not like they're bringing the Dolphins back. I'm really, really interested for this matchup. I would like to say, you know, the Bills get the advantage being at home, but I was at that divisional round matchup last year against the Bengals when the Bengals kind of pulled off that win against the Bills in this point. So it feels like this is the time for the Bills, right? Like, everything's clicking at the right time. Teams talk about getting hot at the right time. It feels like that's what they're doing. And everything Bills Mafia has been through, it almost feels like they got to get this. They got to get this. Don't let this guy, Patrick Mahomes, continue to, you know, be in your way as you try to make a Super Bowl run.
Yeah, this will be the third time these two teams have met in the playoffs, the most famous of which was the Bills allowing in 13 seconds something like 35 yards and a game-tying field goal, and then they lose it in overtime. And I always said that was Sean McDermott's biggest failure as a coach. Why rush anybody? Drop 11 into coverage. Doesn't matter. The clock was your biggest weapon, and they let it off the hook. We talk about the pressure. Bridget Condon from NFL Network is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show, at Bridget Condon on Twitter. She makes it easy. So all the pressure that Josh Allen might be under, nobody's under more pressure than Lamar Jackson, based on the contract, based on the fact that he has not been great in the postseason before. The Ravens have become the best, certainly the best team in the AFC. I still think it's San Francisco overall, in spite of the one result during the year. What kind of pressure do you think he's under?
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You know what's interesting? I look at last weekend and all the excitement and joy of the games, and we forget that two of the best teams in football weren't playing, and it almost feels like you had this incredible party and your friend was sick at home, and like, it's like, oh, you're out of the click now. Well, like, hold on. They're going to come back in, and I think people maybe aren't, I don't know if I made that analogy, understand it. But what I'm saying is, like, I feel like we kind of aren't we've kind of forgotten for a second what Lamar Jackson and 49ers can do, the Ravens and the 49ers right. can do, because we didn't see him last week, you know? So I think that the one area I'm interested in is the last time he had that MVP season and the team was so hot was 2019. They had the bye and then they came out, you know, a little rusty and they lost in the divisional round. That has been on his mind this entire season. I've done a couple Ravens games and he said that. He said, you know, I've been preaching to my teammates, we can't let this moment slip away because we did that in 2019. They remember what that felt like when it felt like, you know, this is our year to win the Super Bowl. You get the bye, you get the extra rest, and then you come in rusty. Like, I don't think that they are going to have that happen. Yes, I think this Texans team is incredible, and what D'Amico Ryans and CJ Stroud have done should be praised. But I think this is where that Cinderella story ends, because I don't think this Ravens team is going to let another opportunity like that slip away. And you talk about pressure. Yeah, I think Lamar Jackson is under pressure from the outside world, but I don't think he's a guy who feels it at all. And I think he's going to be his same calm, cool, collective self and continue to on this track for MVP this season.
And I think also, I mean, their offense is a little bit different than it used to be. I think
they're running it a lot. Right?
Well, they are, but I think he's not running it as much, right? Yeah. There's not as much designed runs for Lamar. There's obviously some. It just seems like they've backed off a little bit.
That's why they brought in Todd Monken, you know, to have him, you know, get guys like, talk about Isaiah Likely, their tight end. You know, it just came out Mark Andrews isn't quite ready. He's not going to play, which I think that's a bummer. But Isaiah Likely has been playing great, and he's been making a lot of passes, like a lot of catches for Lamar Jackson. And, you know, Odell is there when you need him. And they're like you mentioned, they're finding different pieces than we're typically used to. And then when the defenses are like, okay, I got to cover these guys, that's when you see Lamar scramble for 30 yards.
All right, final.
So it's still there. It's just, it's like, I don't know. The offense looks good. I think we just maybe forgot for a second because they didn't play last week.
It's the Lamar Jackson run is like, in case of emergency, break glass. Final game, and then if you're comfortable, we'll let you try to make picks. By the way, we've had a contest here. Beat me mapping out the entire playoffs, and this just in, everybody sucks at it. Everybody sucks. I think I got three games right this past weekend. I don't know.
I said the Packers were going to go to the Cowboys and win. I just want to put that out there.
Look at you. Check out the big brain on Bridget. All right, let's. The Lions might be the most fun story because of Dan Campbell. But Baker's had a really good season and a really good postseason, or one game anyway. Maybe that was more Eagles than Baker. When you look at the Lions, what's your takeaway from what they've accomplished?
It's incredible. That was my game last week, Lions-Rams. Such an insane game. Ford Field is absolutely nuts. I couldn't even hear my producer sitting next to me. What I make of it is this is a team that's been beaten down so much. And, you know, I was talking to a couple players in the locker room last week, and Taylor Decker, incredible interview, first of all. He was kind of telling me, like, we were losers. Nobody in the country respected us. Everybody laughed at us. He said he would, like, tell people he was on the Lions, and, like, people, like, laughed at you, you know, like, oh, you're in the NFL. Oh, but you play for the Lions, as if they're not as, like, you know, like, athletic as any of the other NFL players. Like, that's just crazy talk to me. But he said, you know, like, we've been through so much. And yeah, there are rookies and guys who don't understand the magnitude, but there are guys on that team who have not, you know, like, had this joy before.
Yeah.
And they're finally feeling it. And then you talk about the leader on their team, Jared Goff, who's played in a Super Bowl. Let's not forget. Like, I think people forget that. He played in a Super Bowl with the Rams, okay? Like, the postseason is nothing new to him. He knows what it takes. And so much was said about how is he going to face Sean McVay? How is he going to face Matthew Stafford? Well, he kept saying, I'm not thinking about that. And we all kind of laughed, like, how are you not? You're a human. Of course you are. He went in there and it didn't seem like he was safe, you know? Yeah. So, like, I think that they're going to continue on this run. Yes, this Bucs team and Baker Mayfield, another guy that I'm super happy for. It's like everybody goes to Carolina and then, you know, it doesn't work out, but we root for them after it. But, you know, I'm happy that he's finding success. And I think this Bucs team has been a surprise and goes to show what they're doing down there. But, you know, at home with Jared Goff, with Dan Campbell, I don't think they're going to let the joy of last week just be enough for them. I think this team you know, is going to be okay because of everything they've been through. They know what it takes.
All right, we'll close on this with Bridget Condon of the NFL Network. She'll be in San Jose at the Blue Jean Stadium for the 49ers and Packers. Which will be the matchups on conference championship weekend?
Oh, God. I'm not technically allowed to pick. So
oh,
I'm
you're
just
not?
Saying,
then just pretend.
No. Okay. I'm just pretending. Like, what I would love to see. I'm not saying pick.
Okay.
What I would love to see is a Lions 49ers. But, like, here's the thing. I'm on the Packers this weekend because we have two reporters per each game. So, like, I'm like, well, obviously I want... You know, it would be great to continue covering.
Sure.
But, that, you know, I think the Lions and 49ers are two incredible teams. I would love to see their seasons continue. And then in the AFC, I mean, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, I really, you know, think that he deserves that after everybody criticized him the way that they did this offseason. And, you know, don't we all want to see Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl? Like, if she's there as a girlfriend, she makes a little halftime performance. I don't know.
I'm not sure Tony Dungy wants to see Taylor
or
Swift.
Or like a national anthem. We got to get her singing something.
That's Reba McEntire's got the national anthem. We found that out yesterday.
Well, maybe she can do a little flag surf. Did you see that video?
No, I did not, but now I have to look for it. I'm team Tay-Tay. I'm all about
it. All right, I love that.
All right, so Bridget Condon, I appreciate your time always. I'll talk to you very soon. Good luck to your Packers.
Well, hey, don't say that. But, you know, good luck to all the teams. We respect all 32 equally. Appreciate you.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Bridget Condon of the NFL Network. She's the best. At Bridget Condon on Twitter. I didn't want to put her in a bad position, but apparently I did. Maybe she'll never come back. I hope that won't be the case.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.